This was Jerry.
Jerry G.
Jerry G, yeah. Yeah, Jerry was good. Jerry was a good disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry was a good disc jockey. But for some reason, you know, it was a funny story with Jerry. Bob Howard was not crazy about Jerry. And he was a constant, they were constantly like that. Always looking, always hinting to me, right, let's get another morning guy. I don't like Jerry G, you know, because he's pompous, he's, and so on and so forth. And I would fight with Bob all the time. I said, are you kidding? This guy is terrific. And finally, one day, Bob Howard gets a phone call from Jerry's uncle in Chicago. Jerry was the only male relative in the family. Jerry's father had died. And Jerry's uncle now is calling Bob Howard to fire Jerry, to get Jerry to come back to Chicago to run the chain of shoe stores in Chicago. Once Bob Howard knew that, wow, Jerry could do no wrong. Now, all of a sudden, he realized this guy could walk out on me any minute. I don't have any clout over this guy. And then from that point on, Jerry could do no wrong. But it's really a good disc jockey, a nice person. And I'm really happy that he's doing well in San Diego. I've got to go up and see, go to his restaurant. Yeah, two of them, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like a pizza place and then another place. Yeah. Yeah, so I like Jerry a lot.